And it says we're live. So hopefully we are.
Well, give it a minute.
Give it a minute.
Yeah, I don't see it on YouTube.
It's like
a delay here.
It's always a delay.
So.
All right. Got reviews up.
Yes.
And Tom's already getting on you.
Yes, I know.
He's already got you.
Yep.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was disgusting.
That was very disgusting. I cannot believe they just handed it over to him.
I can. Because I expected it after the week before when they played Weber State.
I know.
And when they, started that game against Weber, yeah. It's like, oh my God.
They weren't going
to. They'll be lucky to beat BYU next week.
Yeah.
I knew that. Yeah.
He was disappointed.
I see we're live behind me on the TV.
Yes.
Hello, Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
How you doing, buddy? Having carb-free sandwiches, huh?
Sad day. They literally.
And there's Mikey.
Literal bad guys.
Hi, Mikey. Yeah. Hi, Luna girl.
Yeah, they did. They did, Tom. The bad guys literally won because they literally handed it to them.
Right.
And I wasn't happy.
Well.
Hey, they're a better team than that, and they just shot themselves in the foot.
Well, you know.
And you can't tell me it's beginning of the season jitters because that's bullcrap.
Okay, well, since we're touching on your teams here, how about the fact that your Patriots lost to the Dolphins?
I'm saying the same thing. It's bullcrap. You don't lose to one of the worst teams in the NFL.
Dude, all I know is, and you can attest to this, we were getting ready for the IndyCar race to come on.
Lost video, black screen. Oh, no.
Watch back there for a minute. Then it'll say no video.
Oh, no. Is anybody else losing video? I have video.
Okay. Don says you've got video. You've got it up on your tablet. Yeah. You've got video.
And we got video back.
Still got video on the. Mikey says he's good. Little girls, I'll reset then. But yeah, let's hope the hell. What happened yesterday on the sidebar cantina doesn't happen.
I'm better.
I mean, I'll tell you right now, if it happens on this show,
sorry,
this thing is going dark real freaking quick.
It will be.
It you won't have audio from anywhere. It will go off.
It will. It will.
Nope, it's all good, Kel. I mean, that's why we we have everybody in the chat.
Yep, it's technology.
Hey, M&J's happy hands in the house.
Hello. Athena says hello. We'll tell her hello for me.
All right. You feel like getting on the other side of the show?
Yes, let's
get the scene started. This is going to be one of those fun shows. And actually, it won't be fun.
No, it's going to be a short one.
No, it's not going to be a short one. It's going to be a...
Yeah, it's going to be a recap.
Right. I mean, it's going to be emotional.
Yeah.
And then we'll also bring in our special guest we have with us tonight.
Yes.
Actually, we got two special guests that I'm seeing in the backstage area. But let's go ahead and get on the other side of the show, and we'll get this party started.
All right.
As soon as I click right buttons again. Jeez, I did this morning. You think I remember how to do it?
Well, hey, you know.
This podcast is part of the Red 5 Network. For more Red 5 Network podcasts, visit red5network.com.
Welcome to Yous and Views. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And yeah, we're not even prepared. This is episode 124.
Yes, it is.
I only had a banner up, so we're doing good today.
Oh, yeah, we're doing just great.
You think take a week off. Everything just goes crazy. This is the 20th Memorial. I look back at the events of September 11, 2001. We were supposed to do this last week. However, unfortunately, we had two deaths in the family.
Yeah, we did.
Both our Kim's cousins, and actually my cousins too, because I'm married into the family.
Yes.
Just kind of recap on that real quick. There's a family of four, a mother, father, a daughter, and a son and then daughter. Unfortunately, the mother had passed away a couple years ago from, I don't remember what, from cancer or something.
I can't remember.
And then, unbeknownst to us, the father and daughter got COVID.
Yeah.
And at 6 o'clock in the morning, the daughter passed away from COVID. And then at 4 p.m. in the afternoons, when the father passed away, leaving just the son left of the family now.
Yep.
It's been hell. And then we just found out, obviously, that we've also found out when they're doing the funeral services, which will be in our old hometown of Battle Mountain. Yeah. And kind of ironic they're doing it on the 25th.
I know.
But there's no way in heck I will go. I really don't want to go to a funeral and then a wedding.
No.
So I just go to the wedding.
We're going to go to the wedding.
Go to the wedding and have a few drinks.
Yes, exactly.
Anyways, let's get to who's in the chat. Who we got?
We have Tom. We have Don. We have...
From the Escape Pod.
From the Escape Pod. We have Mikey. We have Luna Girl. We have...
M&J's Happy Hands.
M&J's Happy Hands.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. We're happy to have you along. And as always, Kim likes to take care of business.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and get the business end of the show done.
Exactly. And I need my note here.
Yeah. Thank you, M&J's Happy Hens. Yeah, it's been rough. But that's why we took a week off from podcasting, just to get our brains somewhat situated, because trying to do that and then do a 20th memorial, you know, look back at 9/11.
Yeah.
It was a hell of a week. Anyways, yeah. let's get business done on this end real quick.
All right.
As soon as I find it, where is it? There it is.
Okay. Thank you to all our Patreons, Luna Girl and Dragon Buddy, Don Delisnooch Solsky, Brady, Big Lovin, Hannah, Mikey, Brinley, and Case.
If you'd like to join our Patreon, go to patreon.com, search in the creative bar for Used and Abused Pod.
We are a proud member of the Red 5 Network. Go to red5network.com to find more exciting podcasts. Here is some of them. A Star Wars Journey with Ashley and Brandy. Another Star Wars. ATSW The Escape Pod, which is one of our pod families. Blue Milk Cafe. Chats with Chewy. Covers.
Conversations.
Cursant Radio Underground. Dork Wars. Force of Light Entertainment. From a Certain Point of View. Jedi Temple Archives. Mighty Marvel Geeks. Pizza and Parsecs. Pod Wars. Press Play Streaming Studios. Rogue One Radio. Salty Nerd. Sarlacc Digest. Scarif Scuttlebutt. Star Wars and Beyond. The Convergence.
Yeah, that's the bros.
Okay, The Lore Be With You. The Science Fictionary. The Sidebar Cantina, which is another one that comes on Mondays. The Snapcast. War of the Stars. We Be Geeks. WSTR Galactic Public Access. And Wookiee Radio. And oh my goodness, that's a lot! Anyway, those are some other great podcasts. And probably
more to come.
Oh, yeah. Those are some other great podcasts that you can find
exactly
at red5network.com.
However, we do have a good announcement that we are now available on Amazon Music and Audible. Search for Use and Abuse Pod on your favorite podcast apps, including Apple, Google, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Check out our pod family.
Which is...
Now this is our little... niche pod
family.
This is our original pod family.
Yeah, this is our original.
I mean, we're now in the bigger Red 5
Network
pod family. This is our original pod family,
which is a Sidebar Cantina, which goes live on Mondays.
Yep.
The Escape Pod, which goes live on Wednesdays. They both have YouTube channels that you can subscribe to, and they're all
in the live chat.
Yes, and you can also find them on your favorite podcast app. Also, other YouTube channels to check out would be Sweet Studios, Big Sweet's Excellent Adventure, and Tactical Swede. Those are only on YouTube.
Right. And again, Swede's not a part of our little small niche.
Yeah, fair.
Sidebar Cantina family.
Yeah.
But also check, and if you like watching chickens and ducks, but check out M&J's Happy Hens. And then if you want to see chickens themselves, check out at Joe Did It.
Yes. A couple other YouTube channels. Check out real good YouTube channels.
Heck yeah. Don't forget to smash that like button. If you are new to the channel, click subscribe, then click that bell to be notified when we go live and hopefully upload new videos.
Right now that's on hold though.
Yeah.
You can find Juiced and Abused Pod on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr.
Our email is usedandabusedpod@gmail.com. That and is spelled out A-N-D.
Our website is usedabusedpod.com, all lowercase. There you can find links to all of our episodes, link to our YouTube videos, link to our merch store, link to our Patreon under the donate button, and you can leave us a message.
Also, click subscribe to be notified by email when a new audio-only episode is released. I just need to rewrite that.
Uh-huh. If you can hear a plane, we're so sorry. We live near an airport.
Or hell. Go near friggin' Marine Corps.
Air base. Go to tpublic.com and search for Used Abused Pod for our merch store. There are t-shirts, tank tops, hoodies, face masks, onesies, coffee mugs, etc. And right now we've just got the two designs.
Right. And next week, real quick, we're going to go over it. For episode 125 will be our race recap. Next Sunday, we'll go live 30 minutes right after the end of the IndyCar race on Sunday. As far as episode 126 will be the 30th anniversary Guns N' Roses Usual Illusion 1 and 2. That will go live roughly about an hour after the race recap episode.
Now, if it goes in, just for the audio audience, if it goes into a long one, we're going to split that one into two parts. So,
anyways, now we got to get caught up in chat.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah, shoot. We forgot about the Orange and Fett show.
Yes, the Orange and Fett show, too. We really.
Tom lives in their air base and agree with Don. Fuck COVID and fuck cancer.
Exactly. We also got a couple of other things to do before we get into our topic.
What?
Our two reviews.
Oh, yeah. Well, go ahead. Let's.
We got 2 5-star reviews.
Right.
The one I'm going to be reading is off of Audible, and this is from Tom Jensen, otherwise known as Bronco Fett. And here's what he said. Good for the content. Stay for the laughing. Very enjoyable, informative, and fun. Great content. Traction compound is very good and effective. No, it's not. It's stupid. It is unnecessary.
Say that for the other show. That's the other episode. And we're trying to decide whether or not we did this or not. If we did already did it, we'll do it again. It doesn't matter. Another 5-star review on Apple iTunes or Apple Podcasts. From Hector, he says, great podcast, love them. Always have a great time talking about topics related to our age group growing up. Love talking about sports, music, life, and etc.
Oh, Don just brought something up from the Escape Pod. Norm McDonald died today from cancer.
Good Lord.
Holy cow.
All right, let's go ahead and give that 2-finger salute to cancer.
Yeah, exactly. Now we've got cars going by.
Of course we do. Hey, what else is new?
I know.
All right, let's go ahead and bring in our guests.
Yes.
You think she's ready?
She might be.
Well, here we go. Yeah, I agree with Kel. Sad face. Rest in peace.
Yep.
Turd Ferguson. What the hell? All right, it's probably something I don't understand. It's probably something I know he was like, did something with SNL.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm not a huge SNL. But anyways, here we go. Let's go ahead and bring in our guest. She was supposed to be on a few episodes ago, but things happened and got in the way. But we are happy to welcome our social media director. Hannah. Bless you, Brindley. And
bless you again, Brindley.
Brindley, you're live on the podcast.
You say hi.
Hi.
Hello.
You having fun?
Yeah.
Oh, Luna Girl says Saturday Night Live Celebrity Jeopardy.
Are you happy to be on the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We're glad to have you, Brinley.
Hi, Kelly.
Are you going to, you have anything you want to say today, Brinley?
What are you going to say?
Damn it, Papa put me on the spot. Oh, well.
Hi.
Oh.
Hi,
Rune. Hi.
She's so damn cute.
She is.
Oh. So, Hannah, you're our social media director.
Uh-huh.
How's it? I mean, you've been doing it for a while. How's it been going?
Not too bad, I don't think.
No, I mean, based on the numbers I'm seeing with all the copy memes.
You like it?
You're definitely boosting us.
Well, that's a plus.
Yeah, now we just gotta get you to start promoting the show.
Yeah, I'll work on that.
All right. What else you got going on?
Lots of things.
Lots of things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went and had my dress fitting today, so that was fun.
Yes, I did see that, and you look very beautiful.
Yes. Thanks.
And it doesn't matter that I am your father, and that I'm biased, but hey, whatever.
It happens.
Exactly. So what else do you got going on? You got the wedding coming up on the 25th.
Yep, about a week and a half away.
Right. And what's this new thing you got going on?
Oh, Color Street?
Yeah, Color Street.
So it's like a navigation kind of thing. I would show you, but I don't know how to really apply it to my step besides my toes. And my toes are already done. Kind of hard to show on.
Oops, that messed
that up. So they come in little strips. Show you what they look like. Kind of. I have testers. Kelly. Hint, hint. Show it to Papa. Here. Show it to Papa. Yep, yep. Put it close.
Aww.
Oh, I like that color.
Hmm.
So, and you can... You just put them on your nails, basically, and then file them off so they fit. And then I have an online place that you can look. Yeah, you can show Papa. And then this in a full pack. Put it closer. Too close.
Too close. Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, but there's a bunch of different colors. Like there's this one.
Oh.
And then how about this one? Can you show this one? Can you show that? But they come with everything that you need. It comes with like a prep pad to wipe your nails off. The cuticle thing. And then obviously the little test strips if you want a tester. I'm getting my business cards sent in. Hopefully they'll be here in the next week or so. Kind of waiting on that. But I have a couple different samples that I send out. I don't have this one. This one was given to me by somebody.
Which one's that one?
The like mermaid colored one. This one.
Oh. Oh. There we go.
That one.
Okay.
But I do have. Hold on. Nope. Just one. Just one. There you go.
Leave her back full screen.
Yeah.
Put it close. Close. Up.
Up. There it is. Oh, that's pretty good.
Or I have this one. I put it close. Up.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. So hopefully I get everything in the next few days so I can actually start getting stuff out. Because I don't have...
true. Yeah. Luna Girl says cute, and then Tom says my wife has a ton of those, loves them.
There you go.
Right, they're pretty awesome. I didn't realize like how good they were until I applied them to my toes, and they've lasted for 3 weeks. You can't even tell that they've been on for 3 weeks.
Oh wow!
So I guess what you're saying is save lots of money.
Huh?
I guess you're saying it saved lots of money.
Yeah.
Instead of going to get your nails done.
Exactly. Well, and then you don't have to worry about the hassle of like nail polish drying and.
Oh yay! Yay!
I'm putting it out there.
That's the only reason why I hate polishing my nails is the drying process.
So you should totally shop with me and we'll get you something.
Okay.
And they're super cheap too. Like the highest one is like $13. So they last forever. What? Really, Dad?
And then Tom says,
ridiculous.
Tom says, and my place doesn't smell like nail polish.
Exactly. So it's not the smell of the nail polish. You don't have to worry about the drying of it either. Like, it's perfect.
Yeah.
And then the little girl says, DB hates that smell. Wow. All right. Yeah, but see, that's $13 away from a new album or video game.
Oh my gosh, Dad. But they last forever.
She gave me this look like... And
afternoon, sister.
Oh Lord, you know what we've got to do though. That's cool. So you got that getting started.
I do.
Right on, and that's gonna help succumb the. You're staying at home now, right?
Yes, I am.
You stopped driving the two-story house.
Yeah, it's quite sad.
Quite sad.
I miss my truck. I'm not gonna lie. I really do.
Yeah, but you're at home with your kids.
Rats of children is not exactly fun.
Okay. Unfortunately, the only bad thing about like with the cell phone is we get cut out. Every time we talk, we cut you out. So this will be fun.
Oh, fun. Stop.
So like, Kim's gonna have not built. Well, once we get into the main topic, we won't be laughing very much anyways. Anyways, I forgot to do this earlier, but I'm going to go ahead and touch on this real quick. We got some new CDs in the mail.
Yes, we did.
Well, they're not new. They're new to us. I've had them before. However, I was happy to get these back for what I consider a decent price. So, real quick, Star Wars A New Hope, the 97 Special Edition album, which literally is a two-disc set. Follows the movie musically, so you can just put it in and listen. You know right where you're at all the time. Also got Empire Strikes Back and also Return of the Jedi. In other words, we got the trilogy.
Yes.
So excited about that. And then, yeah, so once we get back from Nevada and we get everything going again, obviously we're going to be going into October where we're going to have the ladies take over.
Yes.
Which will be Hannah and Kim with also special guests, Lunar Girl and Chantel. Yes. Chantal from Scare Scuttlebutt Podcast.
Yes.
And they're going to be talking the 20th anniversary of Harry Potter.
Yes.
You excited about that?
Yeah. But I got to watch the movies again.
Uh-huh.
And then...
I haven't even seen that.
After that, we're going to be doing The Worst Witch, which is a 1980-something friggin' movie.
Yeah, with Tim Curry as the Grand Wizard.
Right, Tim Curry the Grand Wizard. And, that one gal from Facts of Life is a witch. Is a good witch and a bad witch.
Yeah, she plays double parts.
Can't remember her damn name.
I can't either, but I know who you're talking about.
Exactly. Anybody from Gen X knows the mother figure from...
Yep, Facts of Life.
Or maybe wherever the hell she was.
Anyway, she was on Facts of Life.
Exactly. The older lady.
Yeah.
It wasn't Betty White, that's for damn sure.
No.
That's Golden Girls.
Yes.
Alrighty. Well, we might as well get into this.
Might as well.
We got all the housekeeping taken care of.
Yes, we do.
I got to bring up real quick.
Mrs. Garrett.
Thank you, Mrs. Garrett.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom, thank you. I know Hannah didn't watch these. I mean, I don't think she watched them, but we had a couple shows we did watch leading up to this. One of them is called 9/11 Inside the President's War Room. That was on Apple Plus. And they pretty much just showed a bunch of footage from the minute of the attacks. And, you know, but pretty much followed President Bush all around. And then we watched In the Shadows of the Towers, Stuyvesant High. Sure, Cam, go for it.
Stuyvesant High.
Anyways, there's a school near the towers on 9/11.
5 blocks away from
us. Or near Ground Zero, I should say. And they, unfortunately, were in class at the time, and they literally watched both planes go into the towers. And
they did.
And then from, we'll talk about them first, just from their descriptions of it, it was literally, when the tower started coming down, it was an earthquake. It felt like an earthquake.
Yeah.
The whole ground was shaking, which explains, I mean, 110 stories, that's friggin'
high. Yeah, that is.
As far as the one with about President Bush, I mean, I guess they focus on the, let's go back to the kid one for a minute, Kim. They talk about their feelings and the hell they have. I mean, a lot of them didn't live near this area. A lot of them came from like the top of the Bronx or
the bottom of the.
I mean, they're right
wherever they live.
But
I mean,
they pretty much depended upon the subway system.
Yeah, they can,
which
yeah.
At that moment after the attacks was shut down.
Yeah, it was not open.
They left probably around, well, they left just before the second tower came down.
Yeah.
They were scooted out, and a lot of them took until almost 11 o'clock that night to get home.
Yeah, they did.
Because of the way everything got shut down.
Yeah.
They did talk to a few of them who, after the events, and they went back to school. They were dealing with a lot of
the smells.
Well, yeah, the smells. They also dealt with being yelled at.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we went through a time period there where the country kind of went into chaos and everybody just assumed anybody that looked like an Arab was a terrorist, which is horseshit. But
yeah, that's the reason for that's the reason President Bush came out and said what he said. And this was at the end of that other one I watched.
Oh, okay, yeah. You she watched one other one called United 93, The Real Story.
Yep.
But
which it basically just went over the events of the United Flight 93 that ended up crashing in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And basically it went behind the scenes of how it all unfolded from the time that all the terrorists met up to the time that the plane actually crashed, and it was very, very amazing.
And that one, what remember what channel that was on?
That was on Reels.
Reels, okay,
yeah. That was on Reels.
That's right. I'm trying to remember, keep everything straight here. Yeah, and as far as In the Shadows of the Towers, that one was on the HBO, and then the Apple Plus one, where they followed President Bush. Obviously, that was just everywhere they went.
Yeah.
You know, from the school in Florida to each of the different bases and places they went afterwards, with him constantly getting pissed off, demanding to go back to Washington.
And his and his staff going, no, we need to keep you alive.
There's a couple times in some of those photos they show of him, I swear to God, it looks like he's about ready to deck Andy Carr.
I know, and it's so funny because Andy Carr was one of them that they interviewed on that show, and he knew exactly what President Bush was saying to him at the time the photo popped up.
Oh yeah, they would show pictures of him of him and Bush on the plane on Air Force One, and yeah, he literally was he knew the exact quotation. I mean, everything. I'm like, holy crap, dude, you remember this for over 20 years?
Yeah.
But and then the some of the other things they touched on was when Air Force One, they thought Air Force One was a target.
Yeah.
Mainly because what happened was is one of the somebody had heard something about Air Force One, but then as it went through the chain of command or the chain of, you know, like intelligence, FBI, CIA, one of those guys said Angel, which was the code word for Air Force One at the time.
Yeah.
So once the word got to the pilot that Angel was a target, they freaked out. So they pretty much cornered off the Secret Service cornered off the plane.
Yes.
Nobody was allowed to go see the president unless he asked for them personally.
Yes.
And it was crazy. But then again, they found out that was what it was. Just somebody along the line used the code word Angel.
Yeah.
And it was a non-threat. And then eventually it shows him going back to the Oval Office and
doing
his big speech that night from the Oval Office. Yeah. And then they go, when he goes, they didn't show when he went to New York, right?
Yes, they did show him going to New York.
Okay.
Which was on the 14th of September.
But we're mainly here. I mean, obviously, Hannah was 8 years old. Roughly 8 years old, right? She's shaking her head. Yes. I mean, I don't hear no rattling, so I guess she's got no screws loose. We're good there.
Be nice.
Are you sure? I'm not positive about that.
Hey, Brandon, has mom got screws loose?
Has mom got screws loose? No. She says no.
Okay.
Hey.
And so I was, what was it, 20 years ago? I was 30. Just turned 30.
And I was
3 days. Three days earlier, I just celebrated my 30th birthday.
And I was 26.
You were 26.
Yep.
So, gosh, I mean, I guess we all live out here on the West Coast.
Yes.
We're all living in Hannah. Obviously, I'm in Battle Mountain. I'm like, yes, many. Don't you know you put something in the chat, it doesn't get called out on the podcast?
That's
my husband. What?
I said, that's my husband, y'all.
Yeah, but we know you do things too, so.
Oh, I know.
I'm not scared.
What a joke.
All right. Anyways, no. So I can definitely tell you, I definitely know you two are sleeping.
Yes.
And I don't think Hannah would have been up that early in the morning on September 11th. It's what, 8? Yeah, so about 5 o'clock in the morning, 5 something in the morning here. Were you up?
I don't know. It depends on if it was a school day or not.
It should have been a school day. But then again, you probably didn't have the news on and stuff like that.
No.
Okay. So you wouldn't have known nothing about it at the time.
Not until I got to school.
Well, you found out when you got to school.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so for me, I was working graveyards at a casino in Elko called Stockman's. The company owned 3 casinos in Elko, or actually 4 casinos in the Elko County area. One over in West Wendover called Red Garter Casino. One out in Spring Creek, Nevada, which is just up and over a hill in Elko, called the Scoreboard. And then the casino, or the commercial, right? Commercial?
It is a commercial.
Oh, yeah. No, it's got the damn white polar bear on it.
Yes, that's a commercial.
And then the Stockman's, which was pretty much the bread and butter of all the casinos.
Yes.
I was working there that, obviously, working graveyard. So I went in the night before, right after Monday Night Football, which had the Giants versus the Broncos.
Uh-huh.
Which, I think, if I remember right, I think the Broncos won that game.
They did win that game.
Unfortunately. And
I look up for this on.
So I went to work, and towards the end of the shift, I worked in what they call the cashier's cage. That one we had just 2 separate registers pretty much, one they call the vault.
Yes.
That's where you're responsible for all the money in the casino.
Yes.
You've got to know where every penny is, where everyone's at. And I had shut down the vault casino, the vault into the casino, the cashier's cage. Then I had turned around and opened up the other register, waiting for my relief to come in. When I happened to look up on the other side of me, we had all these windows or mirrors, so you can see back into the sports lounge, which had a TV on, which used that early in the morning. They did have it on the news. It was on CNN, no sound on, and all of a sudden, you see one of the Twin Towers is burning.
Okay, before you go on, Tom says, I wasn't watching the news. I was enjoying some time off from the Army, thinking I'll relax for a while in the reserves. Nope. Got a call from my first sergeant saying we're activated. I said, why? Then I had to hear about it all at once.
Wow. Yeah, that is definitely rough.
Yeah.
So, I went in, or we got done. My relief comes in. She, at that point, when she comes in, she allows you to go over. You know, she said, okay, go ahead and go take a break. She counts into the, pretty much counts down my little drawer with the baby register, because it's got less money.
Yeah.
And once she counts in the vault, she'll shut that down. That's when I get to go out. The vault's pretty easy to count in, especially if you zero out. It's pretty simple counting. Yeah. And so she sent me on my breaks, or I go over and get my free soda, you know, from the bar. No alcohol in it yet. You don't get an after shift or after your shift.
Yes.
And I go over there, I'm talking to the bartender, having a cigarette, and we're watching it on the TV, on the big screen at that time, and the second plane hit. We were just talking about, wow, you know, I mean, because we had, it still had the closed captioning on, and you see them talking about an accident, like, well, I don't know how the hell, I mean, something, and I told the guy, I said, because I had been playing Flight Simulator for Microsoft at the time. I said, the only way that would be an accident is something broke on the plane.
Yeah.
Something had to break for that plane to go, you know, to go in. I mean, the sky is too clear in New York for all that. I mean, you can see that from the TV, you know, even though you had the smoke, you can still see that was a clear day, sky. You know, a beautiful day there on the East Coast.
And everybody that was associated with it over there said the same thing.
Right.
It was one of the clearest days in September.
So when the second plane hit, I turned back and looked at the bartender and I said, we're under attack. It was no thought in my mind. We were under attack. I go back over to the cage. Says we're good. So I go down and clock out. I come back up and I'm just glued to the TV. While watching the TV, I'm not sure. And this is where everything kind of gets gargled for me. Garbled in my brain. But I do remember, I mean, I know I saw the towers, both towers come down. And when I saw, when they finally had a shot of the Pentagon burning, because the first shots we ever had from Washington was just smoke. And they thought it was coming from near the Pentagon. They weren't for sure. When they finally confirmed it was the Pentagon, I decided to leave. I told everybody that I had worked the night with at that point that we are at war. Just like kind of like President Bush decided, you know, felt after the third plane, we were at war. It was a declaration of war. So on my way home, obviously this is the early days of the smaller phone or cell phones. I had a Nokia. Oh God, a track phone, right? Yeah, we had track phones. We had track phones back then. First thing I do is I call your sister Karina, and I inform her she's asleep, completely asleep. I tell her, I go get up, turn it on to ABC, CBS, NBC, because now we're living in Elko. We get those channels at least over the air. We didn't have cable at the time. No. I'm like, and put a cassette tape in the VCR and start recording.
I was told to come join you, so.
Not like that. Aw, there's Case.
Move the laundry basket, you dummy. Get your fat head out of here.
Just so everybody knows, that's Hannah's brother, Colby, who is getting into the picture.
The girl says my brother was activated that day, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is so Colby.
Yes.
Well, hang on a minute before we go come to you. Think about 20 years ago, 9/11, okay? All right.
I was 7, 6.
You don't even know how old you are.
Would have been 6 going on 7.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
You would have turned 7 in December that year.
Yeah.
All right. Just keep thinking about it for a minute, and then we'll come back. I'll come back to you. So I called Karina at the time, and I'm like, get up. I mean, I'm not being like I am now, like where I'm being calm about it. No, it's get the fuck up, turn on the fucking TV, put a cassette tape in the fucking VCR and fucking record one of the fucking news channels. Why? I'm like, we're going to war. And I got off the phone with her. I mean, I just hung up the phone. I didn't even wait for a confirmation. I just hung up the phone. Then I called to Battle Mountain to my folks, and because I wanted to. Confirmation with my dad that he had ammo.
Yeah.
Because my at this point here, my days of watching Red Dawn kicked in.
Yeah.
You know, but we had already made our plans in case, you know, something. I mean, because at that point you didn't know what the hell was going on. You didn't know how widespread this was gonna be. You didn't know if there was more coming. I got home and I'm going back to Graves. I did not sleep that whole day. I ended up watching all the coverage, all the footage that day from, I think it was ABC. I think she just went to ABC on that, but
yeah.
I ended up staying up all night, all day, and then again all night the next night. But we'll get into that after you. So what do you remember, Kim?
Hi, gamer status.
Well, hello, gamer status.
The only thing I remember is I had come off of a late night the night before, so working at Walmart at the time, and I had come off of the closing shift and had gone home, and I hadn't got to bed much before the wee hours of the morning, which hasn't changed, but the one thing that woke me up is mom came in and says, we're under attack. I need to go to town. Well, I needed to go to town part because at the time I was the only one that had the car. And so I argued with her, fought with her and said, okay, I will actually, after rounds of argument, I actually told her that I would take her to town in my car. So when we got in my car, the first thing I usually do in my car is turn on the radio. So I happened to turn on the radio. I don't remember what station it was. To this day, I don't remember.
One of those stations in Elko.
Yeah, one of the stations in Elko. And that's when they said, we're under attack. I was going, what? And then they went into the two planes hitting. And I turned to my mom. I turned to mom and I says, I am so sorry. Because I was arguing with her on that. And she says, that's all right. So then we listened to the radio on the way into town because at the time they lived in Spring Creek. So when we got there, we did what we had to do with shopping. That was the start of a day that I knew was not going to be good because you walked into any of these stores that you went to and it was like walking into a graveyard. Yeah, it was quiet.
I don't know if I would use, I mean, I understand a ghost town.
Okay, ghost town, sorry.
Graveyard?
Sorry. It was like walking into a ghost town. And go ahead and answer gamer's question before I go on. We're going over our memories of the 20th memorial of 9/11, gamer. That's what we're talking about.
Talking about September 11th, yeah. 2001.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Anyway, so we went into each of these stores and it was like going into a ghost town. We got what we needed. We returned back home. I helped her put stuff away, got ready for work. And I had to go to work again that night at, Walmart. And I tell you what, that was the first time that I had seen the footage of not only the two planes hitting the Twin Towers, but also the plane hitting the Pentagon too. And I was going, okay. And at the time, Walmart had just barely installed these TVs at various parts of the store. So that way, I was not the only one glued to it. I mean, the employees that worked that night, everywhere I went, they were glued to these TVs. There was nothing going on. We did what we could that night. By the time we left, we all just went home.
Okay, well, so since you went into that night, I mean, of course, I'm working at a casino.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Tuesday nights at a casino are not very busy.
No.
Monday nights are because we had Monday night football.
Yeah.
You know, but Tuesday nights are definitely not a busy night for us. However, when you walk in, there's no one playing the table games, and there's one person who's playing the slot machines.
Yeah.
I mean, the restaurant was dead. I don't mean, it was like she said, it was a ghost, even in a freaking casino.
It was a
ghost town.
And if anybody's, and the other thing that caught me too that night, finishing up the night, is if you live in Elko, you know that the streets are busy all day, all night, with people constantly on the streets.
Nah, Elko's not that busy.
Well, sometimes it is, but at the time I got off, it would have been busy.
Okay.
And a hard time. Yeah, I know. So at the time I got off, it would have been busy, but it was nothing. There was nothing at all.
No, I remember walking to work that night, because we didn't live that far away from where I worked. And yeah, you're right. I mean, the streets were friggin'.
There was nothing.
A car here, car. I mean, I think I saw more cop cars that night.
Yeah, I did too.
Than I did
regular cars. Yeah.
So Colby.
Yes.
You were 7 or 6.
He was 6 going on 7.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, I could talk it up to old age.
Me too.
Dumb.
How old are you right now, Citra? 20 years, that's how old you are. You were on September 11th.
He doesn't even know how old he is now.
26, going on 20.
What do you remember?
I mean, I don't remember a whole lot. I remember being in the classroom at school watching the news and it just being super quiet.
That's it?
Yeah, I don't really remember a whole lot. A good memory is just kind of short sometimes.
Okay, yeah, no. So, obviously at that time, they shut down our airspace. The airspace was shut down right away. So we had no planes flying in this country except for, you know, fighter jets and stuff. So, fast forward a few days. Now, mind you,
are we going to get Hannah's view on this?
Did we ever get her view?
No.
Okay.
I don't remember. That was forever ago. 20 years ago.
Only 20 years.
That's a long time when you have kids.
You've only had them for almost 3 years.
Again, you kind of lose your memory once you have kids.
Yeah, you also get gray because of kids.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I haven't gotten gray yet, so we're doing good.
Don't worry.
Just wait until one rolls the truck.
Hey, now.
Hey, we're not going to get into that.
Or the other one's wrecks a friggin' Mustang on a dirt road.
It wasn't a dirt road.
Okay, fine. You took a road you shouldn't have been taking. at least that speed.
At least I didn't cut off the tip of my finger.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways.
So. Refocus.
So.
Sidebar.
Yeah. Right. Friday night. So on the 13th, or I should say, NASCAR, NFL, MLB, NBA, they weren't playing yet. NHL weren't playing yet. So three major sporting things here in this country, or in the IRL, all decided not to race or not to do their sports.
Yeah.
However, on the 13th of September, 2 days later, Vince McMahon decided to host SmackDown Live in Houston, Texas.
Yes.
And he used President Bush's own words on saying, we weren't going to, you know, we're not going to let the perimeter, not going to let the terrorists win. We're going to go back. They filled the stadium, the arena, and they had a great show.
Yeah, they did.
But that was the other documentary thing we saw. That was on Peacock.
Yes.
Where they went back to that day and talk about it, how, you know, it was all about just, you know, entertaining the fans.
Yeah, it was that night. Entertaining the fans and letting them escape. Just have the,
right.
the escape, even if it was for a few hours.
Right, and that's what it was. So that Friday night, I go back to work because I had, what was it, Wednesdays and Thursdays?
I think so.
I go back to work Friday night, and I totally forgot they had opened up the airspace again. I'm right at the side door of Stockman's Casino, getting ready to go in where the sports book is at. I've got my hand on the door, and behind me comes a friggin' plane.
Yeah.
And because it's coming in the land, because the airport is in Oakland, I dropped. I was like, oh, God, don't hit this building. I mean, that's all I could think of.
Yeah.
And even today, I mean, even though we live here, you know, I still.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a plane flies over, I still duck down.
Yeah.
You know, it even though we were out here on the West Coast, it affected us.
Yeah, it did.
You know, I couldn't imagine what it would have been like living in New York.
Oh, I know.
You know, or anywhere up and down that Eastern Seaboard because, I mean, like I said, it affected me. It affected my way of thinking after that. I mean, obviously, I just turned 30. And I was definitely in no shape, no form to join the military. But at that moment there, we tried to buy an American flag. Unfortunately, we're all sold out.
That's true. That's true, Tom. That was during the invasion story, and the wrestlers broke character that night.
Yes.
That is very
yes,
true.
Yes, they did. That is for sure. And, yeah, I mean, it still affects me to this day. We watch a 9/11 show or a documentary that was put on by Jules and Gideon, made by Jules and Gideon Nodet. It was originally supposed to be a documentary about a Proby firefighter.
Yep.
And unfortunately, one of the houses these guys didn't lose nobody at that moment during 9/11, but they were one of the first ones to respond. Matter of fact, Jules and Gideon, I can't remember which brother it was, but he actually went out with Chief Pfeiffer on the gas leak call, and he is the one who got the only video of the first plane hitting
the North Tower. Yep.
And watching that, even to this day, I mean, obviously now you've seen it, you watched it over, and you've seen it, you know what's going to happen, and it still affects you when you hear the loud thumps on the mezzanine of the North Tower, you know that is the point people are jumping out of the upper floors. And I remember watching that live, and I remember going, what is that falling? You know, I thought it was debris, and then they started zooming in, and I'm like, okay, I mean, I understand freedom of press and stuff, but you know, you could have just said people instead of zooming in and making sure they were, you know. And it just, at that, I remember when I saw that happen live, I looked at your sister and I said, how rough is it up there? Or how bad is it up there that your only way, the only way you feel is to jump? I mean, honestly, I mean, after time, you start thinking about it more and you realize the smoke, the heat from the fire. I mean, none of us would. I mean, you'd rather I mean, hate to say, but you'd rather freaking jump out of a building than burn to death.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just, you know, I mean, it still affects me to this day. I mean, obviously you guys can tell, I mean, you guys are a lot younger. I mean, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, when Brinley, Case, and then of course Lane and Kyson go to school, and they need to have those days or you know, do a report on September 11th, and you know, they need to ask family members. You know, they can ask you guys for a little bit, but you know, you guys don't have that. Not or you guys weren't. I mean, obviously we were the adults at the time, still are, but you know what I mean. We have a bigger memory of it than you guys do, you know, obviously. And so they would obviously be turning to us. And yeah. The good thing is, like, the thing is, like, with this podcast is what? Hannah's shaking her head.
And Tiffany popped in and says, horrible, scary. I cannot even imagine what they went through.
Exactly, Tiffany. I completely agree.
Yeah.
And did you have something to say? You were shaking your head.
I was shaking my head at Colby.
Oh.
He's making fun of
you. What?
He's making fun of he has a fat lip.
Why'd you hit him, Colby?
Yeah, hey. Colby.
No, I just got home like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I saw your hand hit him.
Oh.
I can't wait till that kid grows up and kicks your butt.
Yeah, that'll be the day.
It'll happen.
Next year. All right, now that we broke character on that. Kind of livened up a little bit.
Sidebar
again. Yeah. Yeah. You know, but you know, the thing is, you know, your kids are gonna be looking towards us, you know, for our thoughts and stuff about that day. And then of course, you know, I mean, heaven forbid I'm gone or Emus are gone before then. At least now you've got the episodes we've done about 9/11 to be able to rewind and or let them listen to, and then they still at least get our opinions.
Yeah.
And our you know, the processes of what we went through, and of course, you know, journal entries and stuff. I mean, unfortunately, I didn't dig out. I was going to dig out my journal and Karina's journal just to get our thoughts from that day or from the week of 9/11 in 2001, but I didn't dig about it in time. So maybe it was something we'll do another time. And is that the podcast notebook?
It is.
Anna's got a podcast notebook.
Well, and then just to kind of touch on, there's also the world. Oh. I think it's called the World Trade Centers.
The movie. World Trade Center with Nick Cage and Pena.
Pena, which Pena. Those two portray two Port Authority officers that survived.
Very good movie.
Yes, and then the other one is In Memorandum.
Well, right, and that's a documentary.
Okay, Case. Well, you're going to be a drummer.
No, exactly.
This is what we do.
Scoot over a minute. Ow.
You go, Case. Yes.
Kid.
All right.
Hey, Case, you want these? Did Papa bring them up?
I know.
Yeah, Papa bring them up.
Oh.
Yeah, then you can go.
Oh.
Anyways. You got an email, Sad Kim, to your, to the memory height. I had to lighten it up a little bit.
I know.
Oh gosh, it was getting.
It was getting heavy.
Yeah, heavy. Is there something wrong with the gravitational pull in the speaker? Hannah, right now, looking at us, going, "What the fuck are they talking about? Do you even know?"
Nope, no idea.
Have you not seen Back to the Futures?
Oh yeah.
Okay, let's see here. Colby says, let's not forget about one way to pay tribute to those 343 that gave their all. Take some time to do 2,200 steps like those countless heroes.
I agree.
Well, I got it, Colby.
I agree. I completely agree.
Either he's going to be a drummer or he's going to be a judge.
I don't know, but he keeps on smacking me in the face.
Wonderful. The mind.
Exactly, Tom.
Of a child
the
is.
The mind of a child is. Yoda.
Yep.
Colby, you better get rid of Facebook. You're going to have to start following him on YouTube.
Yeah, we're dropping off.
We're going to drop Facebook.
Yeah.
Dropping Facebook.
And Tiffany says boxer.
Man.
Okay. We're really drumming now.
Bro. You better chill out. Hey, you better chill out. You don't listen like your father.
Just like
That's rude.
Why do I think we're gonna witness Colby getting hit? Colby getting hit with a fat lip next.
Possibility.
It happens often.
Can't you just feel the love in that house?
Oh yeah.
Can't remember anything.
Shut up. You're dumb.
Can you feel the love? Anyways, it's fun. You got anything you want to add? I mean,
no.
You went to work that night. Obviously, it was
just
a
dead.
Ghost town in Walmart, which is amazing.
Yeah, it was because Walmart was so busy. Apparently. So, and it was just. I mean, you just didn't want to do anything that night.
So, what do you think? Obviously, we had the 5, the 10, the 15.
Tom says, we don't need your rules, Mom.
How he fits too. Jerk. Oh, goodness. You okay? Hi, wait.
Where does the Boise say stuff?
You know, I haven't bought any.
All right, Tiffany, thank you for jumping in.
Love you.
You take care, too.
Take care of you and yourself and you guys, too, over there. And we'll see you here in a couple weeks. Yeah. For our big wedding, big
yes.
Shindig.
Yes.
How much alcohol is going to be there?
Not enough.
No.
Colby's not allowed to drink.
BYOB.
Yeah,
you want more booze than what I buy, bring more.
I heard that you're babysitting, so.
Who's babysitting?
You.
I ain't babysitting you.
Kyson and Lee.
Yeah, not happening. I'm only be. No. Nope, sorry.
Hey, thank you. We appreciate you, Grandpa.
That's fine. You can give him somebody else.
I hear you.
I hear you too.
Be easy.
Ow.
You're okay? Okay.
Anyways, Hannah, let's start with let's go with the youngest and the youngest child that's been around. Colby. 20 years later, quit doing that on camera.
20 years
later, where do you think we stand now as a country? Or not as a country, but as the other side of 9/11?
Oh. It's the other side of 9/11? I mean, I don't know. If you look at what's going on with the country today.
Much better.
Not good.
Okay. Anna?
It's definitely not any better. Look at the 13 soldiers that just died.
Yeah, that's true.
That was because Biden handed over their names. Like,
yeah.
No, that's not okay.
look at all the American hostages we have over in Afghanistan right now, because we just handed everything back over to the Taliban.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, well, one thing can be said is Afghanistan hasn't changed.
No.
Nope.
No, but I mean...
No, we
but the war... You're in the States, too. It's not good.
That's true. The States isn't any better, either.
The United States is where it was before 9/11.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. The United States was divided before 9/11.
And they're still, and they're now continuing.
We're right back to where we were before 9/11.
Yeah. We're not a united country. We're a divided country.
Yep. Look at our president. Hey, the best way to prepare for hurricane season is to go get vaccinated.
Yeah. That's exactly.
Kim.
Yes.
Your thoughts.
On post 9/11?
Yeah.
You could just see it. I mean, we are so far divided now, it's not even funny. I think we're even worse. I think we're more divided now than we ever were before 9/11.
I think it's the same.
Yeah. I mean, this country is divided.
And the reason why I say I think it's the same is because the fact that we didn't have social media back then.
Yeah.
You know, before 9/11, it's been the same. This country has been the same as always. I mean, I'm sorry. This country never learns from its mistakes.
No, they don't. They don't. And it always comes back to we are always constantly divided.
Yep.
We are never, never united. We are always divided.
What the heck, Tom?
Tom says that he likes this guy talking about Colby. By the way, Colby, just so you know, Tom is a Bronco Fett.
Yes.
Him and his brother, orange jacket guy, like to stand down in the end zones.
Then go. Okay.
Matter of fact, they need to watch for him live this weekend.
Yeah, we do.
Bye. On, I don't remember what channel the Boise State game is on, but it's coming up.
Yes.
Anyways. Huh?
Sam is watching Blue Turf.
Well, you left up there. You could have stayed.
Could have.
I mean. Anyways. Let's turn this away from going political or going anywhere. Yeah. The one thing I've noticed, especially with the 20th year this year, is there is not a lot of newer documentaries. There's not a lot of push for documentaries anymore about 9/11.
Well, yeah.
And, I mean, we said it back then. We were all, never forget. 20 years later, the ones that really haven't forgot are the ones who it really had an effect on. But unfortunately, most of the kids that were born that day or after really don't have
a good understanding.
They don't have a gist of it. And unless you're from the area.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're from, you know, Pennsylvania, because, you know, Pennsylvania, DC or even New York, because everywhere else just don't seem to give a rat's ass about what happened on 9/11 anymore.
Yeah.
But I guess it's something that does happen, because me and you did have this argument. Or I guess it was an argument. We had a discussion about it where, you know, unless I see a social media post about it, I don't remember Pearl. I don't remember Pearl Harbor Day. I don't remember it.
Oh, yeah.
Once it comes up on my social media, you know, on Facebook or on Twitter or something. Oh, okay. Well, today's the day of Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I wasn't born then.
Yeah.
You know, by the time I was born, what was it? 1942.
Yeah, I think
41, 42. So yeah. I was about 30. It was 30 years past my time already.
Yeah.
And it wasn't something my parents drove down my mm-hmm. brain or, you know, in my head.
Oh.
And we talked a little bit about, I mean, obviously we talked a little bit about Vietnam uh-huh. growing up, because that's what my dad went through. And Tom says ESPN, Oklahoma State.
Yep.
Boise State versus Oklahoma State. What?
Oh, Mikey's over here telling you what day Pearl Harbor was.
Oh,
December 7th, 1942.
Okay, yep. So it's 29 years.
Yep, he'll tell you.
All right. Well, I mean, I can't even give you the dates of Civil War events. Okay, I know of events, but I can't give you the dates. And that was my favorite era, my favorite war.
Look, we're not going to go into it because Mikey will sit here and tell you every single one, okay?
Okay, well, then I guess we need to have Mikey on an episode eventually, and let's talk about American history.
Absolutely.
And then we'll have Kobe on, and we'll be talking about the evils or the reason why you should not chewing tobacco.
Yes, can we do that one too? Get out of there, Case Julian.
Uh-oh. You know you're in trouble.
Uh-huh. When mom says your full name, you're in trouble.
That wasn't the full name, though. She didn't get the last name.
Come on. You're not cute.
Yes, he is.
Not when he's in trouble.
I mean, what do you mean? Yeah. I wonder how much trouble that he's really going to be in here in a couple of weeks.
So much trouble.
You're going to have us up there, plus great-grandma and great-papa up there.
Yeah.
They're both going to be in so much trouble. So much trouble.
And I don't know. I think it's time to spoil them.
Then they're going home with you.
Buy him a drum set.
I'm going to punch you in the throat.
I'll pitch in.
Brinley, he's fine. Yeah, sleep in your car.
Fucking drum set. Hell, drum set. Bass guitar with amp. Electric guitar with amp.
Then I
helped. Stage lighting.
Remember, that's true, Tom. It's worse when a wife uses the full name.
Right? This is how Kim knows she's in trouble. I get first name, middle name, maiden name, and current last name.
Yeah. Yeah, I know I am in trouble.
Dang, you go all out.
Don't even get
you're damn right, son. I want them to know that they're in trouble.
You can go home, don't you?
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay.
You're just a teddy bear. All right. Y'all know.
It's a little grizzly bear.
You don't run so fast anymore either.
Oh, God. Just remember.
No, but I got something that don't need to, I don't have to worry about running. You ain't going to outrun it. You ain't fucking Superman.
You got me the
Herald,
son.
Oh, son.
Oh, son.
God, here we go.
Beat his fucking ass. Good thing he has to sleep in that house.
I mean, my car's pretty comfortable.
Yeah. Won't go anywhere since it's got flat tires.
What did you just buy on Amazon?
No. That's what Tom says his wife does.
I like Lunar Girls.
Oh, God.
Robert Dragonfly Wilson. Yes.
Jesus. Okay. Kim does not go that crazy. I didn't even go that crazy. Holy shit.
And then Christopher Robin.
Yeah, that's what Hannah just mentioned. Jeez Louise. All right. Well, just so everybody knows, we are done with the 9/11 side of this show.
We are.
We're on the fun. This is one that we try to do in our shows, especially when we're being all fucking serious. You know, we're having a serious topic, a serious conversation. Is we do want to bring it back and be back. You know, get back to being fun, and you know, you can be serious for a while, but eventually you gotta go back to laughter and having fun.
Tom says Star Wars Black series is his drug.
Okay, so they got the Star Wars. Tom's got the Star Wars Black series, his drug. Dave and Nick, Big Swede, they got the fucking pop fucking
Funko Pops
drug.
Yeah, the Funko Pops.
I'll just stick to music.
What happened? Mine's shoes.
What happened?
Say goodbye.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Where are you going,
Kobe?
I gotta go shower. I'm gonna go hang out with
you. I know. Oh, God, you're right, man. I can feel you here.
Yeah.
How do you feel? How do you think I feel? Yeah.
Have a good night, son.
Have fun with your boys.
I will. We'll see you guys on the next one. Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be Sunday.
Oh, Hannah said that I'm not allowed on the show anymore, so I guess you're just going to have to set me up with my own.
Well, get your own YouTube thing and...
YouTube.
Okay.
Jesus.
Alright, you'll have to walk me through it, Coach.
It's not that hard. What's wrong with you?
The drummer's back.
Yep, the drummer's back.
On his hi, Case.
Hi, Case.
Know how to make a YouTube. Get out of here.
Case.
Look, Papa's at you.
Hey, Isaac.
Hi, Isaac. And then Tom says, we need more Mikey.
Oh. And we need more Mikey. So Mikey's got to start making appearances, too.
Been called out. He says, why?
Ow. Everybody likes him. See? Now y'all should be doing your own podcast.
Now I have... That's...
He got her there.
Just like Lunar Girl and DB should be doing their own podcast.
That one would be funny. I agree with that one.
Oh, gosh. So what you got going on? So you got one more fitting?
Yes, one more fitting.
When's that one happen?
So when I went in today, we did, like, the last minute things for, like, to hold up my train. To
okay. make sure
the train's... add a foot for when I dance with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
How long is this friggin' thing?
It's not super long.
Okay.
No, you can tell if you look at it that it's not a very long train.
I didn't look at that close.
Clearly.
I did.
You're a woman.
Oh, Lord.
It's not a very long train. Us men are like,
that's what I said. T-shirt, blue jeans, and my... tennis shoes, baseball cap. That's my get up. That's my go.
But yeah, the train's not very long on her dress, but it's pretty the way it is out, lays out.
But
according to Grandma, you're getting new clothes, so good luck with that one.
She is old and senile.
I'll remind her. So good, nice try.
She's still old and senile.
Again, you're going to be.
I can't hear you. Kim's over here laughing, so it's cutting it out.
She says you're going to be at her house.
Mom, kick Colby out of his car.
You're getting the look now. You are getting the look.
Keep it up.
You're getting the look.
Keep it up.
At least I'm about to go with a bar rat look.
That's enough out of you.
Oh. I think you said training about Thomas.
And then Tom says, my mother is a professional seamstress. She made my wife stress. Oh, wow.
Oh.
That's cool.
My mother-in-law made Karina's dress for me and Karina's wedding. But me and Kim just said, screw this year. We went to the Justice of Peace and
got it done. Yeah. I had already helped plan one wedding. I wasn't going to plan two.
It's stressful.
It is.
She knows. Really she was there. She was planning. She, because, you know, mom, for Hannah to be mom, she, Karina asked her to help. And yeah, it was between her and Karina getting everything done, and then unfortunately Karina got put in the hospital that little bit. They people came behind and started changing shit.
Oh my God. Lindsay says, so your mom was in your wife's dress before you were?
God damn. Oh shit. Oh God, Lindsay. Right on, brother. Oh.
That was good.
Yep.
Had her hands all over it. Yep. Had her hands all over it.
Oh my god. What?
Hopefully it'll happen next week so I can go get it all fitted one more time. Just make sure everything's perfect and they're going to steam it and everything.
Oh, nice.
So it'll be go.
Yeah.
What is your malfunction? What is your problem?
What?
Put it out.
Come on. Oh, it's dreaming.
She says, Dave.
Oh, God.
It's like you thought of a tree snack.
Either that or it's like. Maybe she's steaming it herself. Is angry she gets sometimes. Love you, daughter. Oh, God. Ah, hell, this has just been a lot. This has been way too much fun. Let's go ahead and get into what we got coming again next week. Next week's episodes will be on Sunday. This coming Sunday.
Yes.
We will go episode 125. We race recap from Bristol Race of Saturday night. IndyCar F1's off this week. IndyCar runs on Sunday. Okay. Once the IndyCar race, which is 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 Mountain or 12 Pacific. Friends. Once the IndyCar race is over from Monterey, we will go live within 30 minutes after that to do the race recap episode. Once we're done with the race recap episode, then we will go wait about an hour and we'll come back with episode 126, the 30th anniversary of Guns N' Roses. Use Illusion 1 and 2.
I just read it. Great. Now I have Thomas and Friends in my head.
Poor Tom.
Right? Oh, this is not... This is the song that never ends. It goes on and on, my friends.
Don't, my start singing it.
Or, I love you.
Aww,
you love me. We will stop right there and see. Oh, I had a better one this morning.
They're two, they're four. They're six, they're eight.
Oh, I had a better one this morning. Lewis got ran over by Verstappen on his way into turn number one or two. Anyway, so yeah, we're going to come back Sunday with double episodes because we will be headed for Nevada.
Yes.
Nevada.
Yep.
I can't believe she's not saying nothing to me yet.
It's Nevada.
Thank Nevada. You.
It's Nevada.
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 You
say tomato, I say tomato, whatever the fuck.
I'm sorry, there's one way to pronounce Nevada, and it is Nevada.
I didn't realize there was a fucking T in Nevada.
Stop it. I said duh. Nevada.
No, you said tuh.
No, I said duh.
No, you said tuh.
Oh. Okay, and duh, Nevada.
Yeah, get it, duh. Yeah,
duh. My brain thinks faster than my mouth can speak, apparently, which happens often.
Oh, in other words, it's like this. Hey, Kim. I think we gotta send her to Santa Ana.
No, I don't want to be in hell with my hellmates.
That's okay. I want to go get a job at Walmart.
get in, get out, get out.
No, no, get welcome in. To Walmart. Get your shit and get out.
Come here.
All righty, Hannah, thank you for joining us on tonight's show.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll be seeing you soon. Let me go ahead and stick you backstage for a bit, and we'll chat right after the show, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
This is, I remember how to fucking do this.
Bye!
There, okay, she's backstage. All righty, guys. Yeah. I thought, damn, fucking YouTube froze.
No. It'll just take a minute for that one.
Damn, that hit the shit.
Yeah.
Ugh, damn, I'm talking about fucking sweaty.
Yeah.
It's fucking hot down here.
Yeah, it is.
Anyways, we want to thank everybody for joining in tonight in the chat. We've had a lot of fun. We had moments of tears or close to tears. I know I was a couple times.
I was too.
9/11 is hard to talk about sometimes.
It is. And,
you know, but that's why I like having the kids on, because I have my kids on because they can definitely lighten up a room.
Yeah, they can.
They can definitely switch it back around. So can our chat, Isaac, Tom, Mikey, Luna Girl. And I know DB would have been in here if he, he's probably working. So I missed you tonight, DB.
Don.
Don joined early. Tiffany came in from Facebook side.
Uh-huh.
That's that is the M&J reason why Barney wants to still keep Facebook going. Yeah. Though.
I know. M&J Happy Hens came in.
Yeah, I mean, we had a nice full chat.
Gamer came in.
Right.
Which was one of the new ones. Right. And thank you all for participating in the chat.
Yeah, so Sunday, 30 minutes after the IndyCar race, we will be going live. Obviously, just if you got the bell clicked, you'll get notified. Plus, I'll notify on Twitter and Discord. And then if Hannah starts able to start pushing it, maybe she can. So we got to figure out how to fucking promote, how to push the live part of it on it. Because Instagram don't allow you to put in, or don't allow you to, the links don't click on Instagram.
Oh, Dragon Buddy just
came. DB! Yeah, you had a long day at work. Miss you, bud.
It's really.
Oh, you've been listening, though. Know? Right. Oh, of course. Figured that much.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I understand.
My last guy out.
Nice. But, so we'll go live right after the IndyCar race. And then an hour after we're done with that episode, which depending on what happens at NASCAR, Saturday night, Bristol, or we don't have left boys, so we don't have to worry about Kim losing her mind over F1 this weekend.
No.
Or in the IndyCar race, we'll see if Kim has your rants. We should be, I don't know, again, what you figure probably hour and a half to 2 hours after 5 o'clock Eastern. We should go live with that 1 to 2 hours after that. It'll be a late night for us on Sunday.
That's fine.
A lot of people, especially our East Coast friends, won't be able to, they won't be able to be in, probably in the chat for the full evening because it's a long night. It's a late night for them.
Yeah,
but we understand. But this is what we got to do to get ready to head to Nevada to a special occasion.
That's true.
Once in a lifetime event.
Yep, that's true, Dragon Buddy. It was a heavy show, and it doesn't seem that long ago.
It doesn't. It does. I mean, you think 20 years, but I remember most of it like it was yesterday, and that's the bad part. I remember Challenger like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And again, we'll be probably touching on that next year.
Yes, we will.
Around the anniversary or around that time. But anyways.
Sorry, Luna Girl.
Sunday.
What? Good night. Good night. See you Sunday. Sorry, just saw that, Luna Girl.
Oh, yeah, she's still in. She don't go until we're off.
All right.
Anyways, everybody have a great night. Have a great work week, great weekend. January 28th. Thank you, Luna Girl.
Thank you.
That's the Challenger.
Yeah, Challenger explosion. And
1986.
Yep. It was 1986.
Anyways, have a great work week, a great weekend. Be kind to everyone.
Wow, Dragon Buddy. The Challenger was on his sister's birthday.
Oh, damn. Ouch.
Yeah.
And until Sunday.
Peace.
Peace.
See you Sunday.
Greetings, listener. Just a reminder that the podcast you just heard is a proud member of the Red 5 Network family. Red5Network.com offers you a great variety of shows you'll be sure to love. So the next time you're itching for quality content,
make sure you head over to Red5Network.com.
You'll find this podcast along with a whole lot more.
All wings report in.
It's the Red 5 Network.